from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, we'll intuitive mindset coach, die. Michaela Passeri.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Darren Stafford. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have had the pleasure of knowing our guest today for several years, and it's been wonderful watching her grow and helping other people grow in such a positive way. And it's interesting that never thought to ask her if she was always this way. And of course, here we are getting ready for the show, and I said, have you always been positive? And she said, oh, no. And it reminded me of when I was a young man, having graduated and for the first time living on my own. I remember I was in sales, and it's a story I haven't wanted to share before because I didn't want to put anybody down. But at the same time, I believe that there those people have something to learn from this story, and that more people can potentially be helped by this story. But my mom used to insist that I go visit my relatives. And I used to make my mom happy, and because we were relatives, and they had a way of putting people down, not just me, just people, themselves. And since I would visit only once a week or something, then I would be the subject of the week. And so they would all gang up on me, and you're doing this wrong. And by the time I would leave, I would feel so small. And I was living by myself for the first time, and there I was in my little apartment with no furniture and feeling small and even feeling smaller because I couldn't even hug a pillow. I only had one to sleep. I guess I could have hugged that pillow. But, you know, and I didn't even have a bed. I was sleeping on the floor. You know, it's crazy. And so one day my mom was giving me grief because it had been 2 weeks since I hadn't visited my relatives. And I said, you know, Mom, on top of everything, I work in sales. I live by myself. I don't have any friends. I'm in a new town. And I said, so I go and visit my relatives. They make me feel bad. I come home. I feel bad about myself. And then the next day, I have to be chipper and go to these business meetings and have these client meetings. And I'm trying to make money. And if I don't make a sale, I don't make money. And you don't want me to come live with you, do you? So I'm doing my best here, and they're not helping. And thankfully, my mom stopped pushing that, and at least that she understood, or at least that she gave up or allowed me that much. And so what I also needed to do was to have a lot of positivity around me, and maybe it was an exaggeration of positivity. Like I always had to have a subliminal tape playing in the background or eventually subliminal videos. And I'd had to take this course and that course because there had been so much negativity around me because of the culture, because of the heritage, because of the society, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, it was there. And it's still there for a lot of us. And so I'm really glad we're having this conversation with Michaela. When we come back, we're gonna delve into her story and what she's done about it and how she's helping people. And a little later on, some positive music by our musical guest, Darren Stafford, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark, and there, I've said it. I feel better.
We could almost just move on, go right to the guest, dude, now that you got that off your chest.
Well, it wasn't really about getting it off my chest. I really think that might help people because you're not alone if you feel the same way.
No, it's true. It's this conversation, everything you shared in this conversation today is so relevant. And I think it goes so deep. And people don't realize and understand the words that they use, and that and how they're using them and how they use them with their family and the things that that get written off as jokes or the, as you said, we'll hear more today, but off the air we were talking about things that that you're wearing and obviously going into what our guest is all about. So such a powerful conversation. Really excited to have it. And it really goes deep, which I'll share more later, but it goes deep into my childhood as well.
Yes, and don't we know it. And thankfully have had the opportunity to help each other through that, along with Dorothy Donahue, our executive
Indeed
producer.
Indeed we have.
Well, our guest is about so many things, mainly making empowering messages work for you in many very clever ways. She's an Italian fashion designer turned intuitive mindset coach. She's also an author and a speaker and so much more. She's Micaela Bubola Passeri. Micaela Bubola Passeri here on the Life Changer Show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Filippo. So honored to be here. So.
What a pleasure. And getting to know you all these years, I really meant that. It's like, you know, you're trying to put out messages. You are putting out positive messages this way and that way and this. And now a new way that we'll talk about through your book. But so, like I asked you earlier, have you always been this positive?
No. The answer is no. No.
We laugh because we can now.
I know, exactly. Because looking back, you know, but going through it, it was very painful. But yeah, you know, as you know, I was born and raised in Italy. I was born in Florence, and I lived there for the first 20 years of my life. And, you know, I mean, I had a really great childhood in the sense that my parents were loving, didn't have any, you know, really bad things happen. But the underlying current of my childhood was this negative conversation, very limiting conversation. So whether it was, you know, just out with peers or in my family, it was always just very negative. And so I developed...
Doom and gloomy.
Yeah, doom and gloom, for sure. I mean, I don't even remember how old I was, but I can remember waking up every morning just having that kind of like that heaviness on your chest.
Like anxiety.
Yeah, like anxious.
Yeah.
But it was like... It was doom. Like I felt, oh, where's life going? What am I going to be able to do? I'm so small, you know. What can I do?
Wow.
You know, it was just.
And that's almost like the norm, right?
Yeah.
You're saying you're feeling it every day.
Yeah, every day. It was every day, exactly.
And you're a child. You're how old?
I mean, I think the earliest probably, I would say maybe 9, 10 years old probably just that I could remember.
A child.
And yeah, and so, and the conversations, if.
Did you get that nothing's good ever going to happen to us?
Well, yeah, I was just going to mention. So the things that I heard were, like, if I voiced something that maybe I wanted to do, oh, well, who are you to think that you can do that? Ugh. You can't do that. Ugh. What are you talking about? That's not going to happen. Oh, we can't have that. You know, it's just...
Yeah, that's not how we are.
Yeah,
The haves and the have-nots, and we're the have-nots.
Yeah,
and...
yeah. So I grew up just not only, obviously, with this negative conversation that I really feel just came from fear from my parents and my relatives, but it was present, and it's kind of really even difficult to put into words in the sense that it permeated everything, you know?
Anything. So you're telling me that money doesn't fall from trees?
Well, yeah, money, of course, yeah, money doesn't grow on trees. They also said, and I think Filippo might have heard this one, l'erba voglio non cresce nemmeno nel giardino del re. Oh, I heard that one forever.
Yes,
I'm going to translate that. So that means that the grass I want doesn't grow even in the king's garden, but it rhymes in Italian.
Yeah, rhyming or not, it's worse when it rhymes because it sticks with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, all sorts of things, whether it was around finances, money, but even just, you know, what I could do as a child, what things that I maybe, you know, would concoct up. It's like, what? Like you? Like, it's like made me build this very, low self-esteem, had no confidence. And really an idea of being inferior, you know, which is negative. It's not a positive thing to feel as a child.
It's hard to, it's not hard for me to believe it, but people would not believe that seeing you today. For that matter, I have to say, your beautiful daughter is here, 13 years old. Can we mention?
Yes, of course.
Arabella, yeah. Right? It's hard to see her just shining and smiling and confident. So for you to raise such a child, you had to get over your stuff because yes. She had to see that power in you.
And maybe it's because I had to do it for somebody other than me. I don't know, but I just felt I had this very deep desire that I did not want to feel like that anymore. I didn't want to constantly go to the negative every time somebody's talked to me, or I didn't want to wake up in the morning and feel, you know, that there was no hope in life. That's what I really felt like. There was no hope. What's life about? There's nothing, you know, it was so negative.
So we'll see each other at a party or an event or something like that. And this is what, if somebody were to ask me, describe Micaela, I'd say, well, she's always positive. She's either always wearing something positive, we'll talk about that in a minute, or she'll say, well, maybe that happened for a reason, or, you know, there's another way of looking at that. You have like a whole different vocabulary, a whole different language going on.
Yes.
And so getting to that,
well, getting to that took a lot of work. It was a lot of personal development, you know, lots of seminars, lots of coaches, different modalities. But I would say, what, I started in 2005, so it's been, you know, 6 to 11 years.
Yeah.
11 years now. It's just been a lot of really hard work and a lot of discipline to always constantly shift. And now it doesn't happen easily, you know. Mm. It's not easy to shift.
Because you're making a whole new pathway, a neural pathway,
yeah,
a whole new groove.
To, right, because that mind process and that thought process is so ingrained in you that in order to shift it, you have to create a new one, right? And in order to do that is you have to keep bringing yourself to the other side.
Which is the exaggeration thing that I was talking about before, where I was like overdoing it with the positive messages because they had to work so hard to combat everything else.
Right. Because we all have this, right? It's that mind chatter, that critical mind. And that's our conditioning, right? It's what's been ingrained. And so overriding that takes a lot of hard work and it takes a lot of discipline and it takes a lot of commitment and a lot of, you know, desire to really get to the other side. So for me was getting to that positive mindset.
I so resonate with everything that you just said. Mm-hmm. You know, it was interesting because growing up with certain influencers around me that also had a real negative perspective, I was driven early in my life to be the optimist. So I went the other direction. Mm-hmm. But when things changed in my life, that programming surfaced. And then it started to, you know, reinforce itself.
Yeah.
So having to then kind of get a hold of, you know, what I was now co-creating in my own way and then realizing I had to go underneath to affect
that
belief
system. Absolutely. That's so, I like what you just said because I think what happens is when we're in our 20s, we're just, even if, you know, we've got that conditioning, our spirit is so powerful, right? So we go from it. As we get older, then it kind of starts, our conditioning kind
of
bubbles up, right?
Yep.
It bubbles up. Because if I think of myself in my 20s, I was a go-getter. I mean, I still had those conversations, obviously. Mm. Don't get me wrong. But I pushed through. I just wanted to make things happen. But as then I turned in 30 and then in my 40s, you know, but mainly my 30s were really the time that I really worked on myself. That's where it all kind of came all crashing and just kind of exploding is in my face, is like in my 30s. It's like, oh, okay, wait a minute. Oh, it goes back to all the way down there, you know, and let me take a look at that. You know, let me take a look at why I'm creating this, why I'm thinking this way, you know, all of that. So
I'm sitting here just smiling at her because I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I really am.
And you're a leader in your field, in a couple fields, actually. And you're also, are you president of the Santa Monica Chamber of Commerce?
I'm the co-president. So it's Chantalyn and I are co-presidents together.
Good for you. More power to you. So when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the things that you did and are doing to bring positive messages out into the world. And then a little later on about the other thing. So the first will be clothes, then it'll be books. And then after that, we'll have Darren Stafford come on and share with us some of his music. All on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat,
by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Micaela Bubala Passeri. The Bubala thing throws me off.
Well, I'll explain. So my dad used to call me that when I was a little girl. And, aww, you know, so like, you know, honey, sweetie, there's several different diminutives.
Right.
You know, Poopa is one too. I call my daughter Poopa.
Which
lot.
Means little doll,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, little doll.
Doll.
Little, yeah.
Okay, but Bubala,
but Bubala
is,
you know,
is,
yeah,
Yiddish.
Is Yiddish. Well, I found out later when I moved to America that it was Yiddish. I didn't know that. But my dad was Catholic. So he must have gotten it from one of his Jewish friends. I don't know.
So that's why I stumbled on it earlier. I'm like, wait a minute. How do I say that in Italian? Anyway, it sounds the same.
That's interesting to me, too, because I'd heard that, but I didn't realize it was Yiddish. But somehow I decided, well, since I don't know exactly what it means, I ended up with Bubaloo for my son. And it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Jet.
Oh, that's right. Today's
happy birthday,
Jet's birthday.
That's cute. I like that, Bubaloo.
I like that, too. I didn't know that. Okay. There's so much I didn't know. But one thing that I took note of, and I loved this right away when you said you were going to do it, and then you did it, and now you're doing it, and so many people have benefited from it. We're talking about loveyourevolution.com and the clothes. Tell us, how did this inspiration come?
So, well, when I first came to America, I knew I wanted to be my own boss. And so at first I started...
Well,
just,
you studied fashion design in Florence, right?
No, I didn't study fashion design.
Oh.
I studied business.
Oh, okay.
So I knew I wanted to be in business for myself, but I didn't know what. So I... Out of college, I started importing leather handbags from Italy.
Okay.
I did that for 10 years successfully, but then I had to close the business. And that's when I started my personal development journey. And I really started to go within and see, like, okay, what is it that makes me happy? What do I love? What's my purpose? And I remember for 30 days straight, when I was walking the dog, asking myself, okay, what's my purpose? What do I love? What makes me happy? Like, just constantly asking me this question.
You hear those questions, Mark?
So, so one day I was walking with my then 4-year-old daughter. She was 4 then. I was walking her down the 3rd Street Promenade, and I saw this beautiful, typical California girl, blonde, tall, and she was sporting this shirt that said something like, "I'm more beautiful than you, and I'm going to steal your boyfriend." And I was like, wait a minute.
That's nice.
I'm like, wait a minute. Why does she need to wear something like that? So disempowering and so, like, not cool. And so I thought to myself, well, somebody needs to put positive messages on clothes. And that's when the light bulb went off, because ding, 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 ding. You know how to design. You know how to produce. You know how to manufacture. Why don't you do it? So that's kind of how it all started. But unbeknownst to me, it was my own cathartic process, because as I started writing the messages, so I knew I wanted to put positive messages, and I knew that I had this very deep connection to love, just loving in general, you know? And it's like, okay, how do I make this come out on these shirts that I wanted to create? So when I started writing, you know, the first message was, I love who I am. Well, that was the message. It was really, I was writing it for myself.
Was that hard writing that, actually?
It was. It was, you know, coming to that realization. It's like, okay, wait a minute. And then reading it and then, okay, that's, I get to love who I am, you know.
Wow.
So it was a process, you know, and the line has evolved since, but that's kind of how it all started. It was all about, you know, finding my purpose, which was really to inspire people to look within and find the deepest love, which is self-love, right?
Yeah.
And build their confidence through positive messaging. And then as I developed the line, I came across Dr. Emoto's work, the Japanese scientist, right, with all the words. So when you
messages
said...
from water.
We're big fans, yeah.
So when you said, you know, about how words are important, that's totally what I believe. It's like every single word that we say is so important, and it can make or break us, right? And the energy of each word has its own power.
The words that we say, that we read,
that we listen.
Yeah.
You know, I know my daughter's going to hate me for saying this, but, you know, she listens to hip-hop. Like, who doesn't? What teenager doesn't listen to hip-hop? And so there's a lot of hip-hop songs that aren't very nice, don't have very nice words, and they're very derogatory for women. And so we have a lot of conversations in the car about listening to that type of music, because in reality, energetically, you know, she says I'm annoying, but it's like energetically, I don't really want to hear it, and I don't want you to hear it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like words are very powerful. So when you put words on your body and you really think about the energy that that can create, and how Dr. Emoto would say, okay, you know, it affects our water cells, cells.
And for those that don't know those studies, right, it started off by putting a word either on the glass or underneath the glass. So it was very similar to wearing
Of water. Of water, yeah. And then
measuring the crystal, at the freeze point, measuring the crystal or viewing the crystalline structure. Right. So, but point being, it's very similar to wearing a garment.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of how it's like, okay, wait a minute. So we're putting words, if I put positive messages on clothes and we're 70% water, and positive messages will create these amazing, beautiful water crystals, but negative and bad words don't create water crystals. Yeah,
bad music.
Don't create water crystals, or they deform the water crystals. So that creates disease in the body. So it's like, okay, I want to be able to support people's inner wellness through that place as well. Not only through the place of, okay, I'm reading the message and intellectually it inspires me, but also energetically, it's affecting me.
And affecting other people.
Yeah.
And people that read it, like what's the first thing I said to you? Ooh, I like that. So she's wearing right now a shirt that says...
Hashtag.
Hashtag. I know what it is. Pound.
Wow.
Courageously.
Courageous. Number sign.
Courageously confident. Just totally blew my whole positive message here in a funny way. But so you're wearing that, and I get to read it. We all read it here in the studio, right? Mm-hmm. So you're affecting us, and it's affecting you.
Right.
And so the world.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. When you first started, so like you were saying, you know, reading it was one thing, and then knowing that you were saying that to yourself, what did it feel like when you were first wearing those? Like, you know, I think of people when they first get a garment, sometimes they don't like them when they're brand new and they wait for it to be kind of worn in. Well, it's kind of the same thing with words and phrases, right? If we're not truly owning it, does it feel comfortable to put that on?
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, you know, for me, I felt like, okay, you know, what are people going to think? That's kind of what I thought, you know? What are people going to think about me wearing this message? But I had, when I first started putting that message out, I had several ladies that would come up to me and say, well, isn't that a bit narcissistic? Or isn't that a bit, like I would get those types of comments.
Wow.
And then But those were people that weren't buying it, right? So those were people that were just reading it, and that was their own.
That's
you
a
know,
quick
it
way
was their
to know
own...
I don't want to be a friend with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, you're not my people.
thank but... you for showing yourself.
Yeah,
no,
thank you. Goodbye. But then from
hashtag
buying...
bye.
Hashtag ciao.
Ciao. Oh, you need to put that.
But then what was interesting, so I would get those right from the naysayers, right? And then the clients that actually bought the shirt, I would get emails and phone calls saying, oh, my God, I wore your shirt today, and it made me realize this about myself. Or, oh, my God, I wore your shirt today, and it made me feel good. It made me feel like I was doing something for myself. I even had a lady that called me and said, you know, I bought your shirt a couple of weeks ago, and I still haven't worn it. So she hadn't even worn it yet. And she's like, and I said, well, why haven't you worn it? And she's like, well, I feel that if I wear it, I'm a fraud because I really don't love I realize I really don't love myself.
That's where I was going with owning it, too.
Yeah. So she felt that she needed to really work on herself before she could wear it.
Wow.
But the fact that, but what was beautiful to me and what I realized in that moment is that the shirts and the messages, right, they meet you wherever you're at. So where she was at, she was that she needed to do more work. And the shirt just brought her to that awareness.
Yes.
So a simple little fun thing as a T-shirt kind of was able to
Well, going help her back along. To your talking about the hip-hop and that this is the thing that I've learned, and I speak on this topic, and we obviously share these conversations with each other often about words and music and what we see in TV. When you're used to something and it feels good, that's your norm. Right? So to change and to go outside of that doesn't feel comfortable at first, even if it's something that's good for you. That goodness doesn't fit at first, right?
Yeah, because you're not aligned, right? You're not aligned yet.
Yet.
Well, speaking of fit, one of the things I like about your clothes is that they're not just a regular T-shirt fit. I mean, and that would be fine, but of course you've given it the Italian, I mean, you're from Florence, right? So the Italian flair and design so that they're beautiful clothes. They're different than a lot of what's out there. And it's not just shirts anymore. It's also pants. And today we talked about shoes. So we'll talk more about that if you need our help with that, with positive messages on it. But so tell us some of the sayings that are on some of the different shirts. It started with, I love myself. Is that right?
So I love who I am is basically the flagship. I will never retire that one.
Mm. Great.
So that one, I have it in a few different styles. So that, but every year I kind of shift in and out, you know, messages.
Oh, you should number them.
Oh,
and
that's
sign
a good
them.
Idea. Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'm full of them. We'll talk.
As opposed to hashtagging them.
Hashtag. Yeah. Okay. Or pound signing them.
And what else is on there?
So from the new collection, this year's collection, there's I Live in My Truth Today.
Mm.
Beauty is being myself. The hashtag courageously confident. Love is my strength. So
wow. Now the first time I saw them, they were just women's clothes. And have you incorporated men's clothes yet?
There is one. The I love who I am message does come in a men's T-shirt with a more urban look, because the I love who I am women's shirt has angel wings, and so it's very feminine. So I do have the, you know, more masculine version, but that's the only message that I have.
For men right now.
Yeah.
Well, we'll work on that too. You know, I was going to make a joke and say, you know, if you need a model.
yeah, absolutely. Why not?
But then my mind went to, oh, wait, could I wear that? Like, what would people say?
I know.
Like, I could wear it inside out for sure.
You could wear it inside. Well, okay. So energetically, it's still for you, right?
But could I wear it out? That'd be interesting.
Maybe we could do that as a test.
Wow, Filippo. You just gave me anxiety.
But to me, that speaks to how much is it your truth, right? When you put that on, some of these phrases, because it doesn't feel, you were talking about alignment. The more aligned you are with it, the less I think you would be concerned with or considering that. So, the reason I bring this up is because it seems to shine a light on the reflection of our relations with other people, our thoughts about ourselves, and how it gets reflected back to us in thoughts
from other people. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and if I want to actually pick a fight with somebody, I could wear that and go to the family that I was talking about earlier. Boy, would they have a field day with that. Right? I'm loving this conversation. I know we are. We're having a great conversation on this. And I'd like to shift the conversation. It's still the same subject matter, mm-hmm. but we're going to be talking about your book. So in the meantime, loveyourevolution.com is the website where you could learn more about Micaela, where you could actually see and buy the clothes, and you'll be able to buy the book there as well under affirmations. So we'll talk about the book and affirmations when we come back with Micaela Bubala Bassetti. And then a little later on, live music by Darren Stafford here in the studio when we come back on the Life Changes Show.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Micaela Bubala Bassetti, or Micaela Bassetti, or Micaela, or Love You Revolution Girl.
Mm-hmm, right, yeah, I like that.
So this is, I can promise you, no itty-bitty conversation that we're having here. But her book is Your Amazing Itty-Bitty Affirmations Book, 15 Ways to Make Empowering Messages Work for You. Well, obviously, we've been talking about empowering messages, so mm-hmm. I would imagine the book, because it just came out, right?
Yeah,
so I haven't seen it yet,
week.
Even. Yes, yeah, so mm-hmm. congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
And so I would imagine the book goes deeper. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so as, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, so the clothing line took its own evolution. And out of that evolution is, you know, the really, I delved deep into affirmations is one of the tools that I used. Mm-hmm. I did affirmations, I did tapping, I did NLP. So I used a lot of different modalities to support my own inner well-being and my own evolution. Mm-hmm. So, but I loved affirmations because I love writing. And affirmations gave me a way to really connect with me, deep, really deep, and then have something that I could constantly go back to and that made me feel good. And so as I, you know, learned about affirmations and studied them and then applied them, I saw that they worked. You know, they were really powerful. Mm. And, you know, the book was really came out of wanting to support clients into understanding, well, how do I create a powerful affirmation? How do I create an affirmation that actually can make shifts for me as I'm committed to saying it and feeling it and using it on a daily basis? So that's basically what the book is. It's literally 15 steps. I tell you, step number one, this is what you do. So you could do it once, you could do it 20 times, you could do it 50 times. You can always refer to it because it's literally a guide to running these affirmations.
Yeah, you have to do it more than once.
Yeah.
You have to do it
once. Plus, you don't want just one affirmations. You want affirmations for all areas of life, right?
Yeah.
So you can have an affirmation for your financial life, your relationships, your health, your spiritual, mental.
So does the book actually give you affirmations or shows you how to create them?
So the book shows you how to create them. At the end, there are some samples in
nice.
The five areas of life, right? So there are some sample affirmations.
Like what?
Well, okay, so the first one is financial. So money flows easily and effortlessly to me is one, you know. Uh-huh. Is a good one.
Can I have that on a shirt?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't think I have a shirt. Yeah.
Go on.
So let's see, what else? My body is working in optimal health.
Can I have that on a shirt too?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, those are really simple. I wrote really simple, really basic affirmations in the book because in reality, what people might not know and understand is that for an affirmation to really work,
right. It
has to have a connection to the person.
Yeah.
So I might write an affirmation that connects to me, but then when you read it, it might not really
resonate with you.
Yeah. So that's what then the book does. It really shows you kind of how to make it your own and make it so that it connects and it elicits emotions and feelings. Because as we know, with the power, the law of attraction is, you know, you have to really feel, you have to have those emotions and feelings in order to, and then obviously take action, but in order to really create shifts.
Yeah, you have to emotionally be connected and you're languaging the fact that it comes from you.
Yeah. And so the samples are just a little starting point for people.
You know, I'd like in her energetic alchemy workshops, Dorothy Donahue says when people ask her about affirmations and they say affirmations don't work, and she says affirmations do work. People are usually affirming how they're not good enough, how they can't make money.
Right.
That's what they do most of the time. And then they might spend 5 minutes a day doing a positive affirmation.
And then they say it doesn't work.
Exactly. It's
so true. We are affirming every single day. We're affirming either verbally, like actually when we speak, but we're affirming with our thoughts.
Yeah.
All the thoughts that we're thinking about ourselves. Our self-critic is constantly affirming, but we're affirming usually in the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we want the positive affirmations to offset all that
and exaggerate
negativity.
Them because we don't know just how deep the negative stuff has gone. I literally ran into a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in a while, and I spoke to her for 5 minutes. And in that 5 minutes, I started to stop her, and then I'm like, we can't do this because it's just so many. But she's like, I know, I'm such an idiot.
Oh,
I know. And stupid me, I did. And it's like, whoa, it was coming at me like, really? No wonder we haven't talked in so long.
Yeah, I know. So we're doing that every day, but we're not conscious about it. And then we spend very little time doing the opposite, which is saying positive things about ourselves.
Yeah.
So affirmations are just tools to remind, you know, to be there to remind ourselves to obviously be committed to saying more positive stuff, but then actually help us as we constantly do them on a daily basis several times a day, then actually support us in shifting that groove over to the more positive side.
I like to say that repetition is recognition.
It's beautiful.
You know,
reprogramming. Yeah.
And the more you have to do it, you know,
you have to really
offset the...
And
have that on a meme?
Sure.
Seriously.
What I was going to say is also is people... it takes work, you know? Mm-hmm. It does take work. So, you know, if you do really, or if you're curious about using affirmations and you really want to delve into that, really commit to being consistent, because consistency is everything.
Mm.
You want to be consistent until you reach that moment where when you read it, you feel like, oh, I don't need this anymore.
Mm.
And so you graduate. I say you graduate from that affirmation and you can go on to another affirmation.
Now, I know you speak for groups and you also do one-on-ones, right?
In
intuitive mind coaching,
yes.
Right? And so
you
work with people on this and what else?
Yeah, so I basically help people really bridge the gap between that negative kind of conditioning and limiting beliefs to where they want to be, you know? So the more positive side, but where do they want to be?
Well, now they know how you got here.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes it takes that in order to be able to help others with it.
Yeah, exactly. Because experience, firsthand experience, is the best teacher, right?
Yeah,
when you're able to do it yourself.
So if people go to loveyourevolution.com, they'll find the clothes and they'll find all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they click on affirmations, there will be your book as well.
Yes.
Or a simple way is loveyourevolution.com/book.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the book is Your Amazing Itty Bitty Affirmations Book. I like saying that, actually. Your Amazing Itty Bitty Affirmations Book. 15 Ways to Make Empowering Messages Work for You. Actually, it's also available on Amazon. So one way or the other.
Yeah, they can find it. Several places.
So what are you hoping people get out of getting the book and reading it?
You know, I really hope that they support themselves into making positive thinking more a lifestyle than maybe a habit here and there, like part of their lifestyle, like really being able to incorporate that, you know, incorporate affirmations and positive thinking in a way of living, and bringing that awareness to their mindsets, you know, and how they could be disempowering themselves on a daily basis. So why not do something to help themselves shift that?
I like that. So many people try and focus out of themselves saying, you know, those people need to change or that culture is this or whatever. And well, it's like, have we looked at ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And this is one way to look at ourselves and
just one way
support
and be the best version of ourselves that we can.
Nice.
Yeah.
Become hashtag courageously confident.
Confident, yes.
How do you spell that hashtag thing? Can I just use a pound sign? You know, yes. Did you say it during the break or during the show? I don't know. We just need to hang out more?
And yes.
We
just need to hang out.
We
more.
Do, because here we are of like mind, and I love what you're sharing, and I'm so glad we finally got to share.
You.
Well, yeah. It, every time I see you, that's, you know, you and your positive messages on clothes, and the line gets bigger, and, you know, and the line of people buying them gets bigger, And here we are. So
thank
now
you.
For your book, we wish you the best. You're amazing. Itty bit. You're amazing, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're amazing.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your amazing itty bitty affirmations book, 15 Ways to Make Empowering Messages Work for You. And loveyourevolution.com and then /book for the book. Just so much. And then I do want to tell people that there are videos as well. So if you actually on our page at lifechangesnetwork.com for Micaela, we've put a video of this, of something. And then, of course, they could hear this again.
Yeah.
And again.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. I'll put it on my up on my site, too.
Well, good. Well, we'll just keep sharing it and sharing you. And thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you so much.
What a
grazie,
pleasure.
Grazie, Filippo.
Prego. Bello sentirti parlare in italiano. Okay. We'll be right back with our musical guest, Darren Stafford, here on the Life Changer Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course our guest, Micaela Passeri. Our musical guest has just entered the studio, Darren Stafford. He's a singer, dancer. keyboardist and voice and songwriting instructor. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to emphasize the dancer, but we'll talk about that in a second. First of all, welcome, Darren, to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
No, you look like this big burly guy, and I'm like, dancer, really?
Am I burly? I'm a burly.
Yeah,
I know. It's hard to believe I can be graceful.
No, that's not how this has been a show about positive affirmations.
That's what I'm saying. I was absolutely graceful. I am positive that I was graceful.
Well, you must have been. You've done some really cool stuff. And, of course, you're here to talk about the music. And it's interesting that you've used music, like people that know you say your music's positive or it helps inspire positivity. So let's talk a little bit about that in terms of how we've been talking about the show.
Sure, yeah. I didn't really start writing, like really starting to come into songwriting until, you know, probably my late 20s, early 30s, when I really started pursuing it. And then it's about finding your voice, you know, like you talked about more, like what is true to me? And then, mm-hmm. you know, and that through writing, you know, and I have just like notebooks of just kind of stream of consciousness and, you know, and then figuring out like, well, then I have melodies come to my head and then I try to figure out what I'm trying to say through a song. And a lot of it's just trying to figure out what, you know, how do I deal with like complicated things in your life? And, you know, so I think that kind of comes out that way.
Well, you've been singing other people's songs, I think, also, right? And you were part of a Grammy-nominated group that sang, and that was featured on Shakira's album, right?
Right, yeah.
Oral Fixation, we'll move on. And then you've done some other great things with a lot of great artists, and Taylor Dane, I mean, Peabo Bryson. This is you supporting them in their work, right?
Got the opportunity to play keyboards for them a few times. And, you know, as it turns out nowadays, like, there's just not a lot of live music going on. Even with big stars like that, they tend to use backing tracks. So the few times I get to do it, it's great to meet people that have been around the business so long and, like, they're just, you know, really professional. And that was a great experience for me, so.
Yeah. And now you're helping students by teaching them about songwriting and all that too.
Yeah, so I'm really, I taught elementary school when I lived in Miami for several years, and then I got a chance to go back to grad school, and after that I moved out here, and then it was right in the middle of the kind of the downtime and the thing, so they weren't hiring even substitutes, so I haven't taught for several years, but in the last year and a half I've started teaching some community college courses. It's very, very gratifying, and I really enjoy it. So it's something to take all my experience that I have from all these different kinds of performing through the years and realize, like, oh, man, I have a wealth of knowledge to share with people, and it's really, you know,
that's
something
great.
Special. I enjoy it.
And you enjoy it, and do you share it with a positive, or do you share it with, it's going to be really hard, no one's going to like you at first, if ever.
You know what I realize? Like, the hardest thing, especially about teaching singing, everybody, it seems like, has their own level of self-consciousness about it. Like, oh, I don't sound good. You know,
right.
I don't sound like. So, I feel like half of the class is just teaching them how to get out of that shell and stop judging themselves so harshly, because everybody can sing. It's a natural human function. We all do it from the time we're kids, you know.
Wow.
And then at some point, and I know I can see it, and I've had students talk to me about it, like, it just gets quashed down by somebody in their life.
Yes.
And then they just, something in them desires to get it back out. So they come and they take my class at a community college, and you know, hopefully I just try to make it a good, positive experience for them. So,
wow. I know two people in this studio, actually, who could, maybe even four or five, who can attest to what you just said. Now, well, let's talk about your music. What are we going to get to hear first?
This first song is it's just a kind of a slow ballad I wrote. It's called Don't Be Downhearted. I wrote it a few years ago. It's just about, you know, letting your friends know that you're there for them, because everybody has those kind of times where they're not feeling too great, and they don't, you know, they feel alone and like nobody understands me, and, you know, and just, this is just one of those songs I just wanted to, like, you know, write and try to make it very clear, like, you can talk to me. You can talk to somebody, probably, but specifically this is from first-person kind of perspective, so.
It's called what?
Don't Be Downhearted.
I like that. And speaking of friends, you are here with Luis Gonzalez, who is a good friend of yours, and we're happy to have him here in the studio. He's going to be joining you on keyboards, and he's going to be playing the cajon. So looking forward to hearing the two of you, and here they are. Here is Darren Stafford singing Don't Be Downhearted live on the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo.
Understand, sometimes it's hard to believe you love someone who cares. But please don't worry, don't be afraid. Remember, I told you I'd always be there when you're tired. When you've cried your last tear, there's a shoulder you have forgotten. So don't be downhearted when people disappoint you. You know that's just life, and it has its ups and downs, and when you are weary, you just give me a call and I'll be right there. When you fall, no, don't be downhearted, because I'm your friend. Ooh, yes I am. If ever you feel like you're all alone and nothing number, well, I volunteer to help you fight and give you some courage in the dead of your night. Just remember, somebody loves you. No, don't be downhearted when life takes a turn. No, that's just the pain. Mind is convinced of every bad thing you can imagine. Don't be downhearted, 'cause you still have a prince. Yes, you do. Don't be downhearted, because I'm your friend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. We'll talk about positive messages. Darren Stafford, thank you so much. DarrenStafford.com is where people can go to learn more about him and also his music. Darren is D-A-R-R-I-N, Stafford, S-T-A-F-F-O-R-D.com. Thank you for that. Were you thinking of somebody in particular when you wrote that?
A couple of friends of mine were going through kind of a hard time at the time, and I just... You know, I ended up actually texting one of them and saying, hey, I saw a Facebook post or something like that, I don't know, some social media thing. I was like, I hope, are you okay? You know, everything all right? And they wrote back and said, yeah, just kind of going through some stuff. And so I just, you know, said, well, if you need to talk, you can call me. And then, you know, that kind of worked its way into a song, just little ideas. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Friends are so important. You know, it's interesting. For some reason, with my really close friends, whether male or female, whenever we're together, because people are always asking me if I'm in a relationship with that person. And I always say, yes, I am. We're really good friends. And people go, oh, you're just friends? And I say, just friends? Do you realize how important a friend is? What do you mean, just friend? I could throw that away. Yeah. A friend is truly important. Sometimes
we
friendships
spend more time with friends.
Exactly.
Than, right?
Yeah.
than our relationships, exactly. Right? Right.
Exactly.
So, and longer periods of time. So, amen to that. Okay, so thank you for that song. I'm going to want to hear it a lot. And if you want to hear it, you can go to darrenstafford.com and get it. Or where else can they go?
I'm actually hopefully going to be recording this and a bunch of new songs the next few months. So that's the next on the docket.
What do you mean recording this? You just did.
I just did it, yes. Well, again, I'm going to make some video. I have a studio that I'm going to go to with a grand piano. And kind of the next project on my plate is getting these and several other songs recorded. So, but yeah, I don't have a official version aside from the one we just did. So, but there will be one soon. So.
Awesome. Well, there are others, and there are also videos of you, and people can find you at Darren Stafford Music on Facebook, right?
Yep, that's where I do most of my social posting. So.
Well, awesome. We get to hear another song, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And this is called what?
This is called Gotta Get Back. This is one of those, we were talking about affirmations. This is one of those where I had to affirm myself back into positivity after a breakup. And, you know, so this was, I literally started singing.
A breakup from a friend?
From a girlfriend. But, you know, anytime you have that kind of like things, but I was driving around the car. I'm like, I'm tired of being in a funk. And I just started singing this thing. Mm. So this is how this song came about.
I'm tired of being in a funk. Wow. Yeah. Don't you wish you had gotten tired of it sooner?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a good song out of it. So
okay. There you go. Okay. Whenever he did, you got a good song. Okay. Right. Well, we can't wait to hear it. So here is Darren Stafford singing Gotta Get Back live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo. Gotta Get Back. Well, hopefully I won't need to be listening to that song, but I know I can enjoy it anytime I want to and learn from it if I need to. That is, thank you so much. Darren Stafford, darrenstafford.com or Darren Stafford Music on Facebook. We look forward to getting to hear more of you and more of your stuff coming out in a bigger way.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing in Luis Gonzalez.
Of course.
Sounded great, you two.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, very nice. Well, we always give a shout out to Brent Hahn and thank him for making us all sound so good. But today, a special shout out because he introduced us to Darren Stafford. So
thank you, Brent Hahn.
Thanks, Brent.
And thank you, Michaela. And maybe a thank you to Brigitte, who introduced us.
Yes.
If I remember correctly. So mm-hmm. it was either that or thank you to Facebook. I don't
thank
know.
Thank you, Brigitte.
So, Michaela Passeri, thank you so much for being here
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Well, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, saying as your life changes, like I think all of ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.